From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Hello!
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Katie. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Sun.
Yes, it's a time to listen and hear some of God's big story from the Bible. And it'll help us to think about how we can follow God's Son, Jesus, as we go about our day.
What are we going to be doing today, Sarah?
Well, it's up to you, Katie.
What do you mean?
Well, today's story is all about decisions. So I'm going to let you pick what we do first.
Great. What are my options?
Well, we can either jump straight into our story, or we can start by playing our very exciting game.
Oh, I love a game. Let's do that.
Good decision. Today's game is so much fun. We are going to play a yes or no game. I will ask you a silly question, and you have to answer yes or no. But you have to make sure to shout out your answer.
That seems easy. What is our first question?
So, your teacher asks if you might stay behind at break time to help tidy up, but you really want to play out with your friends. Do you say yes or no? Shout out your answer.
Ooh, that's a hard one. What would you do? I'd love to play out with my friends, but I also want to be helpful to my teacher. I'm going to say yes. I would stay and help tidy up, even if I did want to play out.
Great! Next question. There's a big bag of sweets left open on the kitchen table, and nobody's around. But you know you're not supposed to have them before your dinner. Do you take the sweets? Yes or no? Don't forget to shout out your answer.
What did you think about that one? I wouldn't like to get in trouble, but I suppose no one is around. So I will say yes.
Ah, Katie, you are so cheeky.
Right, now time for a really silly one. Your favourite toy comes to life and starts talking to you. Do you run and tell everyone you know? Yes or no? Shout out your answer really loud.
Oh, I think I would keep it a secret, just for me and my teddy. So my answer is no.
What? A talking toy? How cool is that? I would run and tell everybody. So my answer is yes.
Okay. Do we have time for one more question?
Yes, we do. God tells you to go and do something for him, but you don't really want to. Do you go? Yes or no? Which would you pick? Shout it out.
That's so hard. I'm not sure I have an answer for that one. Where did you get that question from, Katie?
Well, that is exactly the question God asked Jonah in today's story. I think it's time we dived in.
Me too. Today we are reading a story about a man called Jonah and how God can forgive anyone, even those who make bad choices.
Today our story is in your hands. We want you to get involved in the story by helping us decide which version of events is true.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, sure. So if I said, do you think Sarah jumped off her chair and ran away this morning? Or do you think she came here and recorded this podcast? Which do you think Sarah did?
Well, since I am Sarah and I am sitting here recording today's episode with you, I'm going to say the second one.
Yes, correct. You didn't run away. But Jonah in our story sure does his fair share of running.
There was once a man called Jonah who didn't like doing what he was told. One day, God said to Jonah, I want you to go to the city of Nineveh and tell them to stop disobeying me and listen to me instead. But Jonah didn't like what God said. You see, Jonah did not like the people of Nineveh, and he knew that if they apologised to God and changed their ways, God would forgive them.
So what do you think Jonah did? Did he happily go to Nineveh and do what God asked him to? Or did Jonah run away? Shout out your answer.
Yes, you guessed it. Jonah decided to run away from going to Nineveh and to run away from God. He jumped on the nearest boat and began his journey to travel as far away from Nineveh as he could.
Whilst Jonah was on the boat, God sent a huge storm. The waves were so big and the wind was so strong, all the people on the boat thought they were going to drown. God must be very angry at someone on this boat to send a storm like this, they said. Jonah knew it was him that God was angry at. He knew he was the reason for the storm, and he knew the storm would stop if he was no longer on the boat.
So, what do you think Jonah did? Did he ask the sailors to drop him off at the nearest harbour? Or did he tell them to throw him overboard into the ocean to stop the storm? Let's hear your answer.
Yes, that's right. Jonah told the sailors to throw him into the stormy sea. And not knowing what else to do, they flung Jonah over the side of the boat. Instantly, the storm blew away and the sea was calm. The sailors were so amazed at the power of God that they each decided to start following him.
Jonah, however, was still stranded in the middle of the ocean. So God sent a ginormous fish to swallow him whole. Jonah sat in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights and thought about everything he had done, all the decisions that he had made. He realised that he had made all the wrong choices and prayed, "God, I am very sorry for running away. I hope you can forgive me. I am ready to do whatever you want me to." So, God told the fish to spit Jonah up on a nearby beach and asked him once again, "Will you go to Nineveh and tell the people there to change their ways?"
So what do you think Jonah did? Do you think he jumped back into the fish's belly and hoped it would swim around in the ocean forever? Or do you think Jonah decided to do as he was asked and go to Nineveh? Shout out your answers.
Yes, Jonah finally decided to do what God said and went to Nineveh. God told the people of Nineveh to stop what they were doing and to turn back to God. Surprisingly, they all listened. The whole city said sorry to God and promised to change their ways.
So what do you think Jonah did now? Do you think he jumped for joy and was happy that God had forgiven the people of Nineveh? Or do you think Jonah was angry and annoyed at God for forgiving them after all the bad things they had done? What do you think?
I'm afraid to say that Jonah made the wrong decision again. He was very unhappy as he still didn't like the people of Nineveh and didn't want them to be a part of God's family.
In a sulk, Jonah left the city and went to find somewhere to rest. God sent a plant with big shady leaves to grow, and Jonah settled down under the plant. In the night, God sent worms to eat up the tree until it was dead. When Jonah woke up, he was very upset as he now didn't have any shelter from the hot sun.
God then said, "Jonah, do you really care more about this plant than the people of Nineveh? They have changed their ways and I want you to love them like I do. Anyone can be forgiven when they come to me and say sorry."
What a brilliant story! It can be found in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament of the Bible.
We have some questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adults. Do you think Jonah listened to God and accepted the fact that God will forgive everyone who says sorry to him? Or do you think he continued to complain and ignore God?
Here is your second question. How do you feel knowing that everyone can be forgiven by God, no matter what they have done?
I'm not sure what Jonah would do, but I do know that I am very happy that we can all be forgiven when we say sorry to God. After all, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Absolutely. It is amazing that anyone, even those we don't like very much, can be included in God's family.
We're going to pray together now as we start our day.
We've got some actions to go with our prayer as well, haven't we?
Yes. We'll start with our hands in front of us facing down as we think about what we're going to give to God. Then partway through the prayer, we'll flip them over as we think about receiving from God.
Let's pray. Make sure your hands are out in front of you with your palms facing the floor.
Father God, we give to you all the times when we have not listened to you or done things your way. We are sorry.
Now turn your hands over.
Please give us ears that are better at listening to you. We thank you that everyone, no matter what they have done, can be forgiven by you and welcomed into your family. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. That's all we've got time for today.
But we hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
But before we go, let's say our podcast rhyme together. From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Goodbye!
Follow the Sun is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris, and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Sun, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDBofE.